John, this principle is so exciting because it brings forth change quickly, and it's the principle of dependability, Proverbs 12, verse 22. God delights in those who keep their promises and abhors those who don't.
Oh, I'm glad that I didn't say that. I'm glad that was God's word, because he knows the value of dependability, because that's why he created this system that is absolutely dependable. You know, and we'll get into that. Very, very important.
Our lives and businesses are built around things that are stable and dependable. We depend on the stable laws of physics, such as gravity, the timing of the solar system. These laws are fixed, and we can plan our lives around them. We also depend on man-made equipment and technology. Equipment and systems that are not dependable are replaced. This also applies to us as individuals. If we are not dependable or punctual, we may be replaced by someone who is. Successful people usually have a reputation. John, what are those three things that make a reputation?
They're usually prompt and making good use of their time. You can just almost always, they're always time conscious, and they're usually prompt. They are people of their word. I mean, that's how they function. Because they want to be known as stable, because they know that's their character that's mm-hmm. going to be involved there.
What's the second one?
And they keep their word, and they expect others to keep their word. They're usually very blunt. A lot of times they're not especially good in negotiating, but they're just blunt, plain, easy to understand, and keep their word. Their word and their handshake is just like a contract. And then they expect that out of you, too.
Sure.
So they hold a high expectation.
What's the third part of dependability?
And they are predictable, which means that they're stable and predictable. Like the sun comes up in the morning, you know.
Yes.
They're just predictable. It's interesting to know that things are not predictable. You know, you can't deal with it with employees. If the employees are not predictable, you can't run a business that way.
Well, it's a constant.
Can you imagine the sun coming up in the morning whenever it wants to, and just, you know, it's going to be an hour late tomorrow morning, and can you imagine getting up tomorrow morning and gravity has changed, so you'd have to relearn to walk? And that's what destroys businesses. Business in a culture that is not plain and blunt and fixed and, you know, predictable.
Sure.
You cannot predict, so you can't make any projections, because it's all based upon what's going to move. And so you have to do that. Just like equipment mentioned in here, that equipment that's not dependable, it's going to be replaced. And that applies to people, too. If people are not predictable, you know, they're replaced.
Mm-hmm. For a business person, management of resources is considered a key to profitability. We know we need natural and financial resources, but it's also very important that we value people and their punctuality as a resource. In order to do this, we must first recognize